Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, host of the show. Joined today that by somebody who is just curious about many different things. His name is Elias Marty. He is here today to chat with me about AI, everything AI. As you know, you open up your feeds, your Google, your Facebook, your Instagram, and you are bombarded with AI ads, different programs to download, different tools we can use, different items that we see are AI generated, and they make us think. Now, I know for me, I'm like, is this real? So him and I are going to just talk all things AI with you today, the advancements, what the world may look like down the road. What it looks like now, some of the challenges, some of the wins that this is creating. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to iHeartRadio and Spreaker for your sponsorship. Without you, this would not be possible. So much fun. Hi, Elias. How's it going?
Well, it is going well, I gotta say. A pretty busy day, and since we're talking about AI and all that good stuff, but I don't want to dive too deep into it just yet. All I'm gonna say, I am just a podcaster who dives into really three things. One, we'll talk about a whole lot more, and the other two might have just a little cameo verbal mention if you're listening to an MP3, and if it's MP4, it's more of a visual cameo through my mouth. That sounded weird, but you just pay attention to my mouth moving, okay? That's an MP4 format. But I deal with politics, technology, and spirituality. I'm going to focus primarily on technology, especially with AI and its great, massive impact, both the good, the bad, and instead of ugly, I'll use the interesting.
Interesting and unknown, right? There's so much uncertainty in AI and that it's bringing, and it's bringing up so many conversations. It's really good to have you here. Where are you coming in from? What part of the world?
I am coming from the rotting apple. I mean, the Big Apple, New York City.
Hi.
It's still not doing that great. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Okay. And I didn't talk to you about this earlier, but I'm actually in Canada. So I know this episode isn't on politics, which I'm really glad about. So I'd like to I don't open that Pandora's box quite often, but there's a lot going on between our respective countries right now.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'm going to say briefly is it's very irresponsible, I would say, how it's been handled. And this is a conflict that really didn't need to be started. I'm just going to keep it like that. Guess my politics. You can say I'm left wing, right wing, it doesn't matter. That's all I'm going to say about that because I don't want to focus too much on that unless we have, I don't know, inject AI into politics, which already has been used several times already. Want to draft a bill, and one Brazilian congressman, he admitted it after the, not after the fact, but by the time he was about to put the bill through, he said, "Look, this was created by AI," and all his colleagues were spooked and surprised. So if you know how to use great AI prompts, they can make it seem like a human did the work. It's amazing, but also scary at the same time. I mean, if you want to look at a security perspective, that's going to make detecting fraudsters more complicated than what it is already. So that's AI in the political in political use. That's already some of its impact. And of course, they already have used it for deep fakes and political attacks. I mean, I remember this very immature one from Donald Trump, the one I believe who started this conflict with Canada. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it light and brief, don't worry. But he used AI just to make fun of Chris Christie, how obese it is, and he put all these junk foods going straight to his mouth. I said, oh goodness, this is so childish. This is the interesting, it probably the comical use of AI, and it was quite silly and very immature, very not, it's definitely not a good, if you want to call it a leadership trait, it's definitely not a good one.
I
Okay,
agree. I agree.
But sadly, it did have entertainment value, and Americans are heavily distracted by that.
Yeah. So let's back up for a second. So I want to talk about my first kind of when I realized that AI was coming and coming in hot and that things were going to change. So that was when I found out that the universities were screening people's students' papers to see if it was used, created by ChatGPT when it was first released. And they were having so many issues with students discovering this technology and then having ChatGPT essentially write their paper for them. And some of the students weren't didn't direct it well enough to make it create something in a different voice, right? Because you can tell when something is AI generated. But that was my first experience. What about you?
My first experience, well, it goes even before that experience, because I've been studying technology on the side. A lot of people know that about me. I mean, unofficially, I don't have official credentials or anything, so don't call me an expert. That's misleading, and that's spreading misinformation. I am not. AI, I've noticed its existence since, I would say, video games. It was more limited. It was contained to a certain function. The difference is, example you're bringing up, you're just giving an example of how open and accessible AI is now. That's the difference. AI has existed for a long time. It was limited and well contained. Ever since ChatGPT, they just let the genie out of the bottle. So,
Yeah.
if that's a good analogy. So your example is just all ChatGPT did. Oh, I guess I can't even speak. Ugh. ChatGPT, all it did was just open the access to AI. That's
Yeah.
all they really did. And now other companies like Google and Microsoft, of course, following this, I call it a meta trend because it's going to be for a while before it becomes, I don't know, secondary to the, I'll say, the human mainstream consciousness, if you will. Like a little
Yeah.
spirituality reference right there. So that's kind of my brand, mixing these three things together. I'm sorry if that annoys you, but that's how my brain normally works. Even though I think spirituality is the most important conversation of them all, but we're not going to talk about that. I'll save that next time because now I have a lot of interesting things to say. It's gonna tick some people off, especially the traditional minded religious people. And it's definitely the spiritual, I'll say, more progressive, innovative. The ones who are not afraid to be different, they're gonna probably be happier. Or maybe I question me, who knows? But I would say with AI, right? There is some software that could detect it was AI or not. So they're gonna see, oh, the student
Yeah.
cheated because they use AI even they're not supposed to. But those tools normally come out later.
Yes.
But what you
Yes.
that's the thing, that those things eventually come later. Detect AI and all that. And you're right, you could tell because the sentence structuring is just too clean
It's
sometimes.
perfect. Yeah, it's too perfect. It's way too, it's not human.
Right, that's the easiest way to detect that because grammatically, we humans are going to make mistakes, especially the first draft, even the second draft, it was less errors, but errors are going to be there. Yeah. AI can, I mean, even AI got its moments that it could be very confused if you don't communicate it clear enough. So it's going to give you, if you want to talk about healthcare and all that. It's just thinking daycare for whatever reason because of a glitch. It's going to give you how to take care of baby and all that. Instead of talking about healthcare, so whoa, what's going on here? I got to fix the problem. I got to update the problem. This is not what I want. So AI is capable of making mistakes as well. I'm not saying it's perfect because it certainly is not. And yeah, if a student's not that great in grammar and yet they give you a paper, all of a sudden looks too clean and too perfect. I mean, clean as if error free. Yeah, that's AI, but some students are a little more creative, and you could tell by kind of like a voice and a tone of it, because you could just write an essay, say I want to, type an essay, but I want to make it seem like Trump did it or Biden or whoever, add some character into it. I say, this student don't write like this. It's writing style too. So wait a minute, you start piecing together. Wait a minute, why does essay feels like I'm reading in a rapper's voice, for example?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I think those are the easiest way of detecting that's AI without using the tools. Because let's be honest, not everyone's gonna have access over the time for those tools. So, I think people are smart enough, professors are smart enough. The only thing I disagree with is just like the outright ban. I was like, it's already out. I just think just have like a detect AI software will definitely do the job. Banning it, I disagree with it, but that's what some of them did. I don't know if they have lifted up. I never follow suit after that, so I don't want to keep yammering.
Yeah, I didn't follow it either, but let's talk about some of the things that AI has done for us that's like positive, because I know for me it helps get me through my work day. I've got like an AI assistant to assist me with certain things that just essentially it duplicates me. So it does stuff that I need done because I directed it to you, right? And that's been really helpful. Time, it's saving me time. It creates some of my marketing. And I also know that we were talking about earlier that there's like these, like when it comes to healthcare, the world is changing. When it comes to going to the supermarket, the world is changing. Let's talk about some of the positive things that AI has done.
Oh yeah, oh, that's why I love to do it. Talk about the positive, because I believe for the most part, I think AI has done more good than bad. That's my position. And I'm also cautious too, because I'm aware of the potential damage it could do as well. But for his sake, I just want to follow the host's lead here. I want to talk about the positive. You already said time. And what about skills you're not great at? If you're bad at art, AI could help you there. If you have a messy schedule, AI could help you there. Even how to draft a legal argument or beat the ticket. One student has used that, by the way, and won the court case with
Wow.
AI's assistance. So we'll talk about positivity. If you think you feel like you've been wronged, or if like you have dealt with such injustice with the court system, AI could actually help. That was more of an anecdotal example, but it helps you. Either your strength is what you're really good at. You already said duplicate. So it's more like a robotic animated, automatic version of you. And then if you're not great, like me, I'm not great at art. So I just let AI generate art. As long as I'm clear about what I want. The only thing I advise people is just make sure you're clear, you have an idea. You have to be the boss. Don't make AI the boss. I think that's what comes up with problems too. Make sure you know what you want. Obviously, you know what you want. I don't have to talk to you about that because it's like preaching to the choir here. You know how to use the AI. But for some people who are scared or skeptical, don't have enough experience, have fun with it, play with it, experiment. Give yourself permission to make mistakes and then polish up, but then send a second prompt that's more clear. Because you didn't get the exact answers you want. Like, for example, let's just use marketing, right? If you want to make it marketable for 25-year-olds, like the younger listeners, it will come up with ideas how to market to that particular population as opposed to the plus 30-year-olds, right? If you want like a certain niche kind of market, AI can be really helpful. AI is really good at grasping context. Sometimes human brains are just not. We just have our experience. If you ask me to market to young kids, I'm like, you got the wrong guy. But AI might help. AI might help a lot. You can just if you don't have time to talk to somebody or all your friends are somehow busy, you have AI to help you out with that. I tell you a prompt, how I'm gonna market to the 18 to 30-year-olds, I want younger listenership. Then they give you not just one, he gives you several ideas, worst case scenario and best case scenario. It'll probably give you too much ideas. And then you just
Probably.
siphon through what you think is best to serve your needs. I would say that. So AI efficiency, I would say, is a key thing, especially you know how to use it. So I say build those muscles up, give yourself permission to experiment. Experiment doesn't have to go perfect. You may forget a time frame. You may forget certain details. It's like, oh, I forgot to do that. So you just copy paste the prompt and do that again, and it will give you a polished answer. I mean, I did that when it comes to I'm bad at creating project charters. Ooh, AI has really helped me out on that. I am bad at it, but AI can help you out, especially if you have that weakness. ChatGPT, Gemini, Bird, whatever you use, they are helpful and they are getting better. They are getting better and overall, and you know what? They are less copyright, susceptible. because before that was an issue that, oh, I can make a, let's use a very iconic hero. Let's use Superman, right? Create a picture of Superman. You will have pictures just like the official Superman DC Comics. Certain people has gotten sued because they have used those prompts and started using those photos for finance, for, and they make profit off of it. That's where it comes to profit. You're just doing it for entertainment, not for profit use. You're perfectly okay, but people was making money off of it, and some of the IP was actually stolen. And that's more like negative use. But and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because this is AI getting better. AI was not smart enough to filter through the copyright laws. That was one of the updates they had to put. It was bad what happened, but you could turn bad events to a lesson to improve the product. So overall, it is a positive because it gets better, and you have and mistakes are just going to happen.
I
Mistakes are just
agree.
going to happen.
Let's talk a little bit about how, what do you think is going to happen? Like, how do you see it evolving? I know like so many people are still really afraid of it. Like, I know a lot of people who haven't even used it. And that to me blows my mind, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you have your own business. I'm a true believer in like trying things out. I can see why it's scary. I can see why people are afraid. It's like just like anything, right? Like people and human contact is becoming less and less. We're using things like machines, and this idea of AI kind of taking over the world is becoming a real fear for people. Like I'm picturing like iRobot right now, just like trampling through Winnipeg right now. But what are your thoughts? Like, where are we going with AI?
I mean, sadly, the iRobot or even Terminator, if I'm going to take it a step further, where the machines take over, wipe out humanity. But they need robotic components as well, right? That's like a step further. But we go stick strictly to AI. AI is more than enough. That's AI with robotics, conspiring to wipe out these foul organic creatures.
People are
All
already
kind
afraid, so let's just stick to
of.
AI, right?
That's the extra fear that they don't need. Look, I get it. Fear is part of being human, but I just say give it a try. I think the fear is, and I mentioned a little bit of the cybersecurity thing, that fraud can be committed much faster than before, especially with deep fake videos. But there's ways to detect that. It's been so positive. If you see the human all of a sudden looks good, but you see like a six finger or like a half an eye. Or and they move so unnatural. Looks like very glitchy how they move, right? That's how you kind of catches a deep fake. But you have to pay attention, not just watch as a consumer, just be passive. Have a critical eye. Have a very critical eye just to detect a deep fake. So that's a legitimate fear,
I have a story
not
if you
paranoia.
if I can interject. I just
Sure.
saw you can use a AI tool to create your own AI marketing bot. So naturally, there's this woman, blonde hair, like beautiful, that's an AI bot. You could use her as the face of your company. And in the comments, it literally was a marketing tool for an AI bot. In the comments, a gentleman said, "Wow, you're very attractive." And everyone was laughing at him because you could clearly see that she was AI generated. So there's still the people out there that are being fooled by this. And to top that off, one of her breasts was like disformed. I don't know how to explain it, but it was very obvious that it wasn't a real human. And there was some guys that were like drooling over her. And I was just laughing because it was an ad for an AI marketing tool. Anyway.
Yeah, you see, and it's laughable, but at the same time, it's very sad because they let their hormones get the better of them. They let their
I know.
desperation get the better of them. So yeah, it's fun to laugh at. The other side of the coin is, oh man, wow, you just let your hormones take over completely. Now, so I'm sure if you was more sober-minded, you would have known that she was obviously an AI. The delivery of the speech sounds robotic, almost too perfect to rehearse. I mean, besides just the physical looks, I always pay attention to physical looks first because you already say probably the breast was so uneven. It was pretty like one is much higher than the other, or maybe one is more flat than the other. And the way she moves like perfectly still and just small, minor movements. I mean, if it looks too sterile, too clingy, I mean, that's an easy way to know it's an AI, even though it's looking kind of human, not fully human. But yet there, and you just gotta have a more a discerning eye and just use your judgment. Don't just, read right away. And sad for those gentlemen, I hope you turn that embarrassment into a lesson. That's all I can
And
say because
I was just trying to be funny. I don't fault them. It's just with AI, like some people really don't know, and what you don't know, you don't know, right? And so where do you see AI going?
AI, I think, could go in multiple directions. The positive, let's stick to the positive. Let's use even healthcare, right? AI could detect and analyze at such a massive, not just massive, supremely detailed level that they could find effective treatments that's more compatible with genetics or even cures. So that's the positive, right? And that's great and all. Negative is some jobs are going to be lost. And I said, people, you're going to need to involve because this is the next major revolution that's happening, or even evolution. If you don't update some way, right, or have a coworker who's charitable enough to help you with AI, you're eventually going to be kicked to the curb. These bosses, all they care is productivity and profits, not your feelings. So either you have a friend that helps you with AI in a job, I hope you have one, hope you're not a loner, or really learn AI and never experiment. That's all I can say. Just experiment, experiment, take your time, allow mistakes because that's part of learning. Mistakes is not a defect. It's just part of who we are. It's part of the learning. And I think we need to get off, oh, I failed. Oh, that's the end. My life's gonna be like this forever. No. I mean, when we learn how to walk when we were toddlers, right? You know how much mistakes we made? We fell, busted our behinds, and all of that. Same thing happening, just more with, your fingers and the digital screen. So allow that to happen. And that's part of the human learning process. I mean, I personally, and this is more of a mind shift, instead of trying to avoid setbacks, expect them and treat them as an opportunity to learn something. It's not when chaos is gonna, it's not, no, it's not if chaos is gonna happen, it's when it's gonna happen, what are you gonna do about it, or a hurdle or a mistake. So
Totally.
instead of just trying to avoid, start treating mistakes like it's a disease or death sentence, treat it as an opportunity to grow and learn. And that's something I had to learn personally. If I would have had that, oh, I gotta get everything right the first time, I'll forget it. All my hairs would be white. I'm like the youngest, oldest looking person in all of America right now. And it's, yeah, that's, I think it's a mind shift thing and give it a try. Go so if you need to, right? Just don't wait for the last minute. Learn it little by little. Nobody's born an expert. It takes experience and time to become one. That's all I could say without getting into the credentials and all that. I don't have the credentials. I consider myself like an experienced customer. That's the best legitimate compliment I could give myself without being false, without over exaggerating, embellishing everything. Because I love using AI tools. I think they're great. They are, they could be an extension of you. They could be, for me, art. AI helps me a lot on art. Efficiency or even new ideas I couldn't think of. Oh, well, maybe cooking. Let's use cooking. That's a health thing. Think of recipes. Maybe you're tired of cooking the same dish five times. Spice things up. What kind of ingredients you need? I mean, let your curiosity guide you. That's a big thing.
You know what's interesting is you can download ChatGPT on your phone, and you can have a real conversation with it. So for me, I love introspection. Like, I'm such a deep thinker and I love talking with other people about deep things. Like, I the surface level conversations are not for me. And you can talk to ChatGPT in those ways and they'll answer you back. And then it actually gets to know you. So then when you ask it a question 3 weeks from now, it's like you're dating AI so that it knows you better and it can curate stuff based on who you are. I think that's pretty cool. And in terms of the healthcare, sure, it may take over some jobs, but if it can save more lives faster, if it can help people with disease, if it can pinpoint those issues before it gets worse, I think that's worth it. Just like everything, we're gonna have to pivot and there's gonna be new, something new. Something new gonna come up where everyone's gonna be working somewhere new on a di and in a different industry. Like as the world evolves, so do humans. We pivot, new things happen. So I don't know. I'm really excited about the future. And I used to watch the Jetsons when I was little. So for some reason, I keep picturing that.
We're going to get there eventually, I think. But I think it's going to take a pretty long time. I'll be in the graveyard by then. I mean, let's, or who knows? Maybe with healthcare enhancements, you could live another 120, 200 years.
Yes,
You
see?
never know. So let me, that could be the impact of positive AI use. It's true. I think it's going to save more lives if. That's we have to apply it, right? It can't just be, oh, AI gives information, everything's magically done. No, we have to apply the knowledge and evolve, our treatments, cures even, and or maybe even better skin products or or better healthy choices. I mean, AI could do so much. AI is getting to know you, it's true. Based on the prompts, and it gets to know what kind of responses you like. Which ones you don't like as much, and it'll do less of that. It'll do more of what you like, what you approve. I mean, it asks for feedback continuously. So that's good. That's good. It's not a tool that it think it know everything. It think it knows everything. I mean, it certainly doesn't, but it does know a heck of a lot.
It
All
knows a
right. It
heck of
does
a
know,
lot.
and it knows a heck of a lot, and it is learning in a rate that it's impossible for humans to achieve. But instead of being afraid of it, I think we could utilize it, and I think, and you already said pivot. I mean, we have pivoted in the Industrial Revolution, right? Pivot from the medieval times to the Renaissance. If you want to go even further back, that's part of humanity too. We pivot when a major change is happening, and this is a global thing. This is not just a US or Canada kind of thing. China, they're already putting it into kindergarten, all right? They're teaching them how to use AI. I mean,
Wow,
it's
that's crazy.
already, yeah. I mean, certain people have concerns of that, but they're already embracing technology to like very young age, and not too recent. I think Donald Trump's trying to have that push. I'm not sure where that bill is going. If it's an executive order, it's going to happen pretty quickly. But again, executive orders only affect at the federal level. So that means states and local governments are going to have to legislate a piece to facilitate that change, or let us be dragged behind even further, which I think is the latter, unfortunately, because it's just too much politics and people just love money and power. I think we need AI advocates to pressure them. No violence. You can protest, but no violence. All right. Give them pressure. Be annoying. Yell if you have to, but just no violence. I don't want
Great.
violence. Okay. Just just gather people up. Push. And there are bills that are tackling that, but I think we're still playing catch up. And we're not catching up enough for the US government. It's the companies that are just being the innovators, which is great. But I think America and a local state, federal levels, they need to be educated because I think a lot of them still don't have any idea what that is. And just to bring my point even further, there's a lot of businesses that don't have any idea how to use it. So that's the main reason why this change has been slow in such a massive level. Of course, innovative ones, they're quick, they're way ahead of the curve. and they're coming up with new things about using AI, and not just AI with ChatGPT. There's art AI, there is music AI, Donna. I've used Donna, and Donna is actually fun. You type what kind of music you want. If you want a happy music when you're feeling down, about how to move on from a breakup, Donna will pop up with something with beats and lyrics and all that, and she comes up with it. I call her she. You call whatever gender you want. I call
Right.
she just Donna, so I just naturally
Yeah.
assumed that. But you could call it whatever you want. You call it he or they. That's up to you. It creates music, and the problem with that was they did the copyright that some celebrities were very infuriated because people was just getting music from celebrities through AI, which I was actually crazy. And I was like, ooh, I'm sure some of them are not happy because that disrupts their income in the music industry. So, like I said, they already fixed that. They fixed those. So they already fixed those kind of issues, so they won't have legal issues like that again. And you use AI for, I don't know, silly things like, I don't know, put yourself in an action figure. What you would look like if you was an action figure? And so a
It's like
lot of
a
people have
thing,
done
yeah.
that.
There's
Yeah,
I've
that's
seen
one
a
of the trend.
ton,
Yeah,
an action
like.
figure, and then a doll. Is it a doll? It's like in a like Barbie like box, and it's like it shows certain things to do with that person. So like for me, I'd have like a yoga mat in my box as a AI generated doll with headphones on for podcasting. You'd have your headphones on. What else would be in your box?
Oh, I would have like the world maps, the US Constitution, and maybe some high quality milk. I'm known to drink milk, so these things like that, they're fun. That's more like the fun side of AI. But the bad side of AI is you can make a person talk as if they ever did. So what's one horrifying example I could think of? For example, they could make a fake video of me using a racial slur. Never said
Yes.
it, but they could do a deep fake like that. So that's more the scary side of it. But I just think most people use it for silliness. I mean, one funny one is Donald Trump and Elon Musk as a married couple. Trump is the
Oh,
bride and Elon
yeah.
Musk and they were dancing. I mean, there's something silly as that. For those of you on the left, you love it. You get a kick out of it. Those on the right, they're not happy about it. And the center is like, really? I said, we got better things to do. I mean, some people in the center, I can't speak for it. It's wide variety. The reaction is widely varied. Some will agree with the left, some will agree with the right. Some is just, really? Can we just do better things for AI? Really?
Yeah.
And now they're making TV shows as babies, for example. They had the clip, they kept the vocals unedited, but they're doing a baby like Judge Judy's a baby. I was just laughing.
Yes, I saw
I
that
know you want to
too.
say something.
No, I don't know what I was gonna say, but when you switched, I just saw a commercial like TV show with two babies talking to each other, and I was dying. It was so funny. And that Judge Judy one is hilarious too. I just wanted to say like, I think what it comes down to is like we just have to be smart about it. We can't expect it to be perfect. So if we're going to use it, we have to use it smart. And like just like anything in life, like use it for certain things. Make sure we're checking it the work and just using it responsibly because yeah, that's what gets ugly. When people start using it for things like slander and like making me look like I'm speaking something that I'm not. So like that's when I would be like, okay, let's shut this right down. Like I don't want that happening.
Yeah, that would be very unfortunate. I mean, I won't believe it right away. Like Lisa, for example, just curses out a person using racial slur. I met Lisa. That's fake AI right there. I said, no,
Yeah.
I have not, and that's not coming out of the tabloids of her yelling or actually losing this. And I said, no, it looks too casual, just saying those mean words. I said, no, that's a deep AI fake. So we have to be smart. We have to have a critical eye when it comes to these things. So I agree. We cannot be just believing every single thing that's been put out on social media. I mean, even before AI became a thing, I mean, we should have been critical then, but we have to be extra critical now because of all these deep fakes that people are all falling for. I mean, the young men, being enamored by the AI's beauty, knowing that she was not a real being. Well,
I
So
saw this the same for a woman with an AI man. So I think both sexes are even, right? So it's just a matter of like really, really checking your sources, looking for little things, right? Like there, like you said, there's little glitches in the photo, or it's not quite human. I don't know. Even in the background, sometimes you can see really weird things that they don't look like anything. In those AI generated pictures, right? Like I once tried to make a poster for a program I was running, and it spelt the words completely weird. It looked like it was out of some horror film, and I was like, "What the heck is this?" Like I sent it to my colleague, and I was laughing. I was like, "This is what AI made for me," you know. But I wasn't using it correctly. You can really tell when something's AI generated. I think what scares me is that as we move on in time, like it's getting better and better and better and better. It's becoming harder and harder to tell. So, gosh, yeah, I love talking about this stuff. Thank you, for coming in and chatting with me about it.
No, yeah, you're welcome. I only one more thing about the poster. So I mean, there's a lot of people using, AI just to create the theoretical future posters of, I don't know, car, Toy Story 5 or 6 or whatever. And yeah, you could tell that the words just, it's like they're using a different font of a very foreign
Yeah.
language and we don't know of. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the easy way to detect this. I don't know. It looks kind of Greek, Russian,
Yeah.
fusion combined. As again, the spelling is wrong. Tina, so I said Tina with the NN and then the A.
Yeah.
Things like that. Just pay attention on people. Just have a critical eye. That's all I'm gonna say. I could easily ramble on for another hour, but I'm pretty sure we both have better things to do.
Well, why don't I ask you this then before we say goodbye for today? Why don't you leave us with some last thoughts regarding AI?
Remember, people. We will get through this just like with every major technological evolution. It's going to be messy. It's going to be chaotic. But you can handle it. You're more capable than you think. The problem is we get into this victim mindset, this hopelessness mindset. Slow down. Digital detox if you have to for a little bit. You'd be surprised how capable you are. There was a time where this digital stuff was not normal. It was the innovative, the weirdos, the nerds. Take a step back, breathe. You will get through this. Make sure you trust yourself more and make sure that you're the driver, not the one in the passenger seat when you're using AI. That's all I can say because you're smarter than you think and just use practical intelligence. If we know something is off, it is off, like a human with 6 fingers. Or when a person just turns, looks 3D the front, but in the side of the head looks 2D, very, very fake, like a cardboard, things like that. You could detect phoniness. Just don't be the first one to react. Don't be reactionary. Take a step back. Use critical thinking. Use some common sense. That's how you could debunk a lot of these deceptive AI tools. And remember, turn it to a friend. They could be a very good friend. Don't be afraid of it. AI wants to be used. Give it a shot. Go little by little. Baby steps. Baby steps.
I love that. That is such great advice when it comes to AI. What a fun conversation today. It was such a pleasure sitting down with you. I can't wait for the next episode because I think we're going to jump into some spirituality stuff, and that's like right up my alley. So I can't wait.
Oh yeah, that one I really can't wait for. That one I can easily ramble for 3 hours. So I
That's
think by warning to the host, if you have to be rude or obnoxious or cut me, just do it. Because with AI, I could contain myself. Even politics, I could take. I get tired talking about these two, but spirituality, I
Oh
think
boy.
I should have. Yeah, it's something that I could go on. And once you touch another point, I could just expand on that. So you've been warned. You've been warned.
We've been warned. You hear that, guys? We have been warned. I'll make sure to time him. That's my secret. I'm Lisa Urbanski with the advisor. You just heard from Elias Marty. We are signing off for the day, and we just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. If you have not yet liked and subscribed, Oh, now my tongue is tied. Please do so before signing off today, because without you, we cannot continue growing. We cannot continue having really great conversations like this. So until next time, bye guys. Have a good long weekend. Oh my gosh, Monday's a holiday for you Americans.